ERA meeting for December 8th, 2020, 6 p.m. regular meeting. I'd like to welcome everybody here, and we'll start with a roll call.
Justin?
Here.
Kevin?
Here.
Mike?
Here.
Russell?
Here.
Rocky?
Here.
Dale?
Here.
Okay, approval of the minutes, November 10th, 2020. Let's do that meeting first. Regular CDR meeting held at 6 p.m. on November 10th. We went over this pretty good. Do you want to make the motion to accept those minutes then?
I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes from 10 November 2020 for the regular CDRA meeting.
I'll second that one.
Okay, I have the motion by Russell and seconded by Rondi to accept the minutes of the November 10th, 2020 regular CDRA meeting held at 6 o'clock. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is to approve the special CDR meeting held November 24th at 6 p.m. Any question on those minutes?
I don't have any.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for the CDRA meeting held on November 24th, 2020 at 6 p.m.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have the motion by Rondi and seconded by Kevin to approve the minutes of the November 24th, 2020 special CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is approval of claims. Invoice register dated 11-3 to 12-4-2020 in the dollar amount of $3,133.70.
Mine says 11-4 to 12.
What's that?
Mine says 11-4 to 12-4.
Okay, I'll change it here.
Yeah, 11-4 to 12-4.
I was just reading it off the agenda, so I'll change it.
Yep. I wrote it wrong on the
yep, okay.
I'm just looking for actual.
Yes, yep, on the register, so we'll change that on the agenda.
I'll motion to approve the invoice register. November 4th. 12-4, is that right?
Yeah,
11-4 to 12-4.
2020 in the sum of $3,133.70.
Was that Sam?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have the motion by Justin and seconded by Sam to approve the invoice register dated 11-4-2020 to 12 4/2020 in an amount of $3,133.70. Roll call.
Justin?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yes.
Mike? Oh, you don't.
I don't get the vote.
Wrong one. Paul?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
And Sam?
Yes.
Okay, next on our agenda is a report on Aspen Village project. I'll have Mott and Paul both come up.
Yeah, just before Paul takes note, I'm just kind of fill in. Let me know since address is here. We're the title company, and we'll be closing, in fact, we have to do it before January 5th, so we're closing on the building across the street, not to the time.
Oh, you said January 5th?
We have to close before then.
The title company now, we have to do it, because all the appraisals that have to be, that's a deadline, so it'll be done before then, but the absolute deadline is January 5th.
What are we talking about there, Mott?
The Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo building.
Okay. Have I missed a discussion somewhere along the line?
They're going to be deeding it over to us.
Well, it's an apartment plan.
It's being deeded to the nonprofit, the modern project, and then we turn around and enter to a lease with.
Is that going to be the new office building, Jeannie?
Yes.
Well, we have to do a lot of things over there. We have to do interpret displays. You have the heritage area has to invest $100,000. We're going to work at the Eccles Foundation to tell the story of banking. We're going to do a documentary on Wells Fargo, and we'll show the whole history of banking on Main Street. It will have to be displayed. In addition to that, we indicated that the office staff that collects bills and stuff can be over there to use the window and stuff.
It'll be nice to have the window, won't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think an element of security ought to be a little better over there, on it.
Yeah. We'll do away with the tube window, or the tube drive up one. We won't use that.
They're not going to make a formal announcement, but they want us to keep it quiet till the close of business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Paul.
Well, things are going, but a little slow. My biggest problem is getting signatures, getting people, because I.
Paul, I'll comment on that point. We'll get out there.
Are you having a hard time getting people to sign or just finding them?
Just finding.
I'll report on that.
I have is just before dusk, is catching them at home.
We're going to take that off his back. I'll tell you about it.
And anyway, as far as the work's going, we've got five done, and a couple of them are not completed because they have to shut the water main off to cap. They're older, there's no shut off. So it's just a matter of shutting it off and draining it down enough I can get a cap on those. It's just a simple title from there.
So how many of those do you have to do? Were you trying to do a bunch at a time then?
Yeah, I'd like to get four or five at a time so that.
You drain the whole water works and do all four or five?
How many is there up there, Skunk? What you got to do?
Pardon me?
How many you got to do up there? How many hookups?
I think there's 31.
Ooh, that many in that little place?
32. There's actually 32.
Wow.
See, that's a problem with that old system, is there no way to shut one off?
Right.
If one problem exists in there, you got to shut the whole system down.
And every one of those homes that so far, that water main goes smack bad right through the middle. So the city's really been lucky that we haven't had a major break somewhere, because if it broke under one of those, it'd be devastating for that property owner. And that's why we done this project, basically because of all the drivers. But anyway, if I can get more signatures, I didn't work yesterday because I didn't have any signatures. And I went up there last night and caught a couple of them home, so got those done today.
Paul, I do have that translated into Spanish, I just need to get it out of paper for you to take.
How many of the actual owners are Hispanic, or are most of these renters, or...
Now, there's quite a few that are owners that are Hispanic.
Oh, is there?
And we felt it was best to have them read the waiver in their native language than to try and have somebody go and translate the waiver.
We got a plan for that.
You're probably about all the English-speaking ones you've contacted, haven't you, just about?
Yeah. There's a couple more, but I just haven't been able to catch them. I guess, just plug away,
Is there anything we can do, Paul, to help speed that up?
No, today went really good, I had the monk kid, Weston, Colton left him, come with me, and it sped things up a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I was underneath crawling around, he was out on the outside, and I didn't have to get up and go out and back every time.
He could get stuck there.
Yeah, so, it sped it up quite a bit.
Are you gonna be able to give him some money, for the most part, Colton?
Yeah, I'll report on that in just a couple of seconds.
Okay.
That's where we're at, you know, as long as this weather stays like this, the more we get done now, the less we'll have to do in the spring.
I think it's supposed to snow again Friday or something, look at it, and we'll see.
It's coming up, we're up to 50%.
Oh, is it?
And it's getting, gonna get very cold too again.
How's it digging up there, is there a lot of rock?
Yeah, there's rock upon rock.
Everywhere in this town, there's...
But, well, you're glad.
Yeah, if you're gonna dig in. And it's, I guess those meters, the setters are what, 5 feet, 4 feet deep?
The meters?
Three.
Three and a half, three.
So you don't have to go two. That's about what the service line is doing.
You're hauling in the fill, right?
Yeah. Or, there's, you know, some of them, there's some pretty good dirt on top, and I try to use what dirt I can to put back, you know, and get rid of the bigger stuff.
It's a project.
Do they have topsoil any of them?
That's right, man, on it.
I mean, any topsoil?
A little bit, and I've been saving that.
So they can continue to do what they're doing, I guess, what little grass and stuff?
I've had to get a bucket out of the cemetery, I got one bucket of topsoil. That one was, we were short some material.
How about sprinkler systems, right?
I haven't run into anything yet.
Okay.
I think the only one that's got one's the guy in the southeast corner.
Clues?
Yeah, I think he's got a sprinkling system, I don't think anybody else does.
Right there where our little yard is, the house just north of that, I noticed has a sprinkler system.
Yeah, east of there on the corner, has, that guy has one.
Across the street, yeah.
Well, up on the other corner.
Up in that other corner.
Yeah.
There'll be a few, but...
Well, we knew it wasn't gonna be fun, but something I think needs to be done. Appreciate what you're doing up there.
Well, the fact that that main runs under them trailers, that's a concern that I didn't even know existed.
Oh, yeah. This one I've done today, it sits this way, and the water main goes all the way through it.
Wow.
Seen the fire lines in that same trench?
Yes.
The fire line goes...
The same way.
Fire's right underneath every single one of them.
So that's gotta be our next project then, huh?
Well, once you get rid of this old water main, I don't think the power, well, if somebody builds it there on some of these, it will be a problem, I guess.
Well, we're gonna have to deal with them a piece at a time, but I'm sure glad we are getting these things out of the way. Well, we put all that bother, put the main line in. Let's get rid of that old one and eliminate that potential for a disaster.
Yeah.
I knew we had a mess up there and nobody wants to tackle it.
Well, and once this is done, then, you know, and there's other problems up there like drainage.
Yeah.
Roads.
Well, just the substandard units themselves up there, but you can only take a bite at a time, so.
Anyway, any questions?
Well, just thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Thanks for what you're doing.
Appreciate what you're doing.
We apologize. When I found out that Paul was taking, could have moved much quicker, it wasn't for those, the waiver and sign off. We discussed with Jeannie and Elias is going to put that in Spanish and English. And tomorrow morning, I will meet here with Chantel Sanchez. She speaks English and Spanish. And the RJB Foundation is going to pay her to go up there and focus like a laser on this and get to a sign to get that off all back. And she'll be moving on that tomorrow morning.
Good. So have you been able to get a hold of anybody that's out of the area that owns the units? Because that's going to be another problem here.
I'm working through them. We're going to get her, Chantel, I'll be on this tomorrow. And she's going to work full-time on this over the next few weeks. It won't cost the man any money because the RJB Foundation is going to pay her.
What is that?
Huh?
What's RJB?
You know where Burris and Collins is?
Mm-hmm.
My great-grandfather, R.G. Burris, was sent down there to keep the church's cattle. And then my grandfather was 12 and took him up to Schools Lake, Arizona. But in 1904, he deeded that over to the state of Utah. So I formed a little family foundation 20 years ago called the RJB Foundation. We do city-type projects.
Cool.
Okay, any questions? I'm going to get with Cole, but I won't bother you with it. Cole and I'll get together. After I talk with Jolene Brown and the family, I'll get with you to see how they're going to cover the cost and probably deed that property over to get that burnout trailer that Moody moved. I'll talk to you more about it.
You mentioned something about you had something in the works to maybe...
Say what?
You mentioned that you had something in the works to help Paul get some... Sounds like a helper would be a good thing.
You know, what I meant, Cole's working with him on the public works help. This helper we're hiring will take off his back.
Right.
The time he's spit out.
I understand.
And that's what Chantel will be doing. She'll be totally, have the responsibility to follow up, find out where all the owners are, the renters are, get the owners to sign off.
Right.
She'll work on that.
That's going to help a bunch. And then I'm hoping with public works that we can...
He's been good.
Good.
Maybe Paul Pop Daily. Whatever he needs, I've been working with him.
All right, that sounds great.
So, public works on that end, taking the waivers off his back, I think we'll speed this up.
Can you hold off on trailer 21, wasn't it?
21, that's the one you want to buy out?
We're not going to do that one right now, Mike.
That's what I'm saying, hold off on doing that one.
Yeah.
Because that's where
I waiver signed the pen, but I didn't want to touch it until...
Is he the owner?
The last one. Yeah.
You're going to bypass them. Aren't you going to bypass them now? A lot of those dilapidated units?
Yeah. There's like three of them right there on that bottom road.
We've been working with Zach trying to get money. We're trying to get a FEMA grant. I don't know if it will happen quick enough, fast enough to address the drainage issue up there in 700 South.
I hope you'll also consider going back to CDBG. We have a good shot at that, of restoring, putting a application together to do the CDBG app, to go back and do the parts that we deleted and throw those. So not back up as well.
What about the power?
Pardon me?
What about the power? Does the power need revising too?
It wouldn't hurt, Kevin.
No.
Before we fix the road, we might as well dig it up.
Right.
And shake it out of here tonight.
No, he's pouring it again.
I know when Jason Clausen was doing some work up there, he said that power is intertwined with the water lines, and he says it is a mess.
That's an excellent point.
Heavy, not in conduit, too.
That's an excellent point. We'd be remiss not to bring those together.
So there's work to be done up there, and if there's grants available or whatever.
Like Mike said, we're looking at FEMA, but we're also... Get back to you, see if you approve. Look at the CDBG grant. We'd be very competitive because that work was in the original application.
Yeah.
I don't know if there'd be enough room to put the power in the road.
Well,
I don't know if there would be.
Well, maybe it's got an overhead
curve. That's what I was wondering. I
mean, might have to squeeze it on the curb or inside the curb.
Yeah, you'd probably find enough room in there just next to the curb line, I would imagine. But
well, you got it. Don't you have natural gas and?
Yeah.
And water and?
And sewer.
Communications is in there.
Why not go overhead with power to them units? What would be the negative side of that? We haven't got anybody from the power department, do we?
Trees.
Should be explored, yeah.
Should be, could be explored.
Yeah.
It could be an alternative.
There's another issue in there too, talking powers, they need some streetlights in there someplace, there's no streetlights in that place at all.
Well, there.
And then the real challenge comes.
Is there a better reason to go overhead, then we got the pole.
And the next phase really counts, because the chairman and I have talked, we gotta get somebody in there to replace all the last rated units with better units. Long-term project.
Sounds like.
We've been putting that off for a quarter century.
A money pit.
It is a money pit, but it's not gonna go away, we can't condemn.
Well, that's right, I mean.
Can we condemn them units?
We are looking at the possibility of condemnation on some.
I know how hard it is to get something condemned after that thing down here on Fourth West, we tried to get condemned and.
It's tough.
County wouldn't do a thing about it.
It's very.
Especially if you're uprooting renters, you gotta be able to show you how this place.
Well, politically, it's not a popular thing to do either, but, yeah. I don't.
Anyway, we're on it.
I think it's.
We're worried about politics.
Thanks a lot.
Doing all the proper channels.
Anytime they want to impeach me, they got me.
Me too, I think.
Yeah. I don't have anything else to report. Let's go ahead and adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Yes, second it.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Who's second, Ben?
Russell.
Thank you, Paul.
I